together, I'm gonna let it shine.
Nearly 1,000 people packed onto Missoula's Bear Tracks Bridge at dusk Sunday evening. The candlelight vigil, organized by grassroots groups Missoula Resists and Indivisible Missoula, was one of thousands held across the nation this past weekend. Kate Gadbo, holding a candle and bundled up in the chilly weather, says she disagrees with the Trump administration officials who say the ICE agent acted in self-defense.
That is part of being in a democracy. People feeling free to say what they believe and not being killed for it.
Rick Wheeler carried a simple wooden cross in honor of Good's faith.
I am actually not a Christian, but Renee was a devout Christian, so this cross is for her.
Wheeler says news of Wednesday's shooting rattled him to the core.
I was so sickened Wednesday. Shocked and sickened.
Almost everyone who spoke with MTPR at the vigil expressed frustration and sadness. Robin Kendall, however, is looking forward to November's midterm election.
I think the elections thus far this year have shown us that there is hope and that people are listening and that people are voting for what they actually believe America is all about. And that isn't what the Trump regime is putting forth. It really isn't.
Reporting from Missoula, I'm Edward O'Brien.